If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry want to go into the new year with a refreshed public image after seemingly endless royal drama, RadarOnline.com has learned. The former suit star turned Duchess of Sussex recently appeared in a new coffee commercial, a move that is believed to be a part of her effort, according to a sensational report. This is a desperate attempt at brand rehabilitation, to make people forget the damage she's inflicted on Harry's family, a high-level courtier told the National Enquirer. This is all to boost sales. After rehashing royal drama in the couple's Netflix series, Harry and Meghan, the insider said that she likely realized taking a different route to success was best in 2024. Brand expert Nick Ead suggested the ad for Clever Blends, a vegan coffee brand she is invested in, is a way of showing Meghan in a new light, both fun and frivolous. Ead has not worked with the star personally but suspects the ad serves as a departure from dramatic revelation and is part of the couple's revamped image goal. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Harry and Meghan have been struggling to find their footing in California after their $20 million Spotify deal went south last year. The Sussexes must be frantically fishing for opportunities to keep them afloat, said one tipster close to the pair. Meghan may be forced to revive her lifestyle blog, The Tig, which she shut down in 2017 after she hooked Harry. Taking selfies while wearing beautiful clothes beats working for a living, but as the Sussexes' popularity plummets, no one seems to be biting, added the source. The Duke and Duchess stepped down from their senior duties in 2020 before relocating their family of four to Montecito, following which Harry released his bombshell memoir, Spare. Despite reports of a ceasefire between the Sussexes and royals just months ago, the tension may have picked up again after King Charles and Kate Middleton were outed as the royals who allegedly questioned Prince Archie's skin tone in a Dutch translation of royal author Omid Scobie's new book. "I wrote, the book I edited, didn't have names in it," the royal author said. Scobie insisted it was an error and the Dutch version was swiftly lifted from shelves. As for whether the royal family was considering taking legal action, a palace spokesperson said, "We're exploring all options."
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.